Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 to 13.
启示录第三章第七到第十三节。
Revelation chapter 3 verses 7 to 13.
启示录第三章第七到第十三节。
And today we will be speaking on this topic, an open door.
今天我们所要探讨的题目就是敞开的门。
Today is a happy day.
今天是很开心的一天。
Because it is the day of our 31st anniversary.
因为今天是樟木堂建堂三十一周年。
And the Lord has led us for 31 good years.
主在过去三十一年也带领了我们。
How wonderful, isn't it?
这的确是非常美好的。
And so as I was meditating on what to speak for the sermon today,
所以当我在思考今天正道的题目的时候,
well, the Lord led me to this passage in Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 to 13.
主就带领我到了这里, 启示录第三章七到十三节这段经文。
Because I see many similarities between the church in Philadelphia as well as our current situation.
因为我在腓拉铁菲这个教会上看到跟我们有许多相似的地方。
The passage is one of the letters that is written to the seven churches of Asia.
这里这封信呢是其中写给七个教会在小亚细亚当中七个教会中的一封信。
These seven churches they are in modern day Western Turkey.
这七个教会就是在现代的土耳其的西部。
Which happens that they are going to have a major election soon.
他们也很快会有一个选举。
In fact, today.
其实就是今天。
And the one that is giving these letters to the churches is none other than Jesus Christ himself.
写信给这七个教会的就是主耶稣自己。
It is his assessment of the churches.
是他对这些教会的一个结论。
This letter contains his admonishment.
教会这些信呢记载了他对他们的责备。
His instructions.
对他们的指示。
As well as his encouragement for them.
还有他对他们讲一些鼓励的话。
And these letters were written in a time where it was most difficult for the children of God.
这些书信呢，写给这些教会的时候呢，上帝的子女正在处于非常不好的情况当中。
These letters were given to the seven churches around AD 95.
就是在主后大概95年。
Under a Roman king, and these churches, or this land was under the reign of a Roman king called Domitian.
当时这些七个教会所在的领土呢，是由罗马帝国统治的。那个王叫做多明尼加。
And Domitian required the people of the land to worship him as God.
这罗马皇帝多明尼加要求当时的人来崇拜他为神。
And in those days, if you do not worship the Roman king as God, you will be ostracized from society.
当时候，如果你不崇拜这罗马王为神的话，你就会被排挤在外。
Nobody will want to do business with you.
没有人要与你做任何商业的一些运作。
You cannot sell, you cannot buy.
你不能买，也不能卖。
And you will go hungry very easily.
你很容易就会挨饿了。
You will not have many friends.
你也不会有很多朋友。
And so these were very difficult times for the Christians.
所以当时候对那些基督徒来说是非常艰难的时刻。
They were often hunted down.
他们常常被追捕。
And many of them have to worship in secret.
很多人都要悄悄地来崇拜神。
The Church of Philadelphia was facing such circumstances in those days.
在当时候，腓拉铁菲这个教会就面对了这样的情况。
And in fact, the Church of Philadelphia was one of the smallest churches among the seven.
事实上，腓拉铁菲在这七个教会当中是属于比较小的一间。
That's why the scriptures down here says that this church has little strength.
所以，圣经在这里告诉我们，这个教会略有一点力量。
And yet it is interesting that this church, which is so small, did not receive any condemnation from Jesus Christ.
但是这间教会虽然非常小，却在七间教会当中是一间没有得到主责备的。
In fact, the church received much commendation and much encouragement from the Lord.
事实上，主对他大大的称赞，并且给他许多的鼓励。
What did Christ say to the church at Philadelphia?
主耶稣对腓拉铁菲的教会说了些什么呢?
To this small church?
对这个小的教会。
In fact, this church is so small that, you know, when even today, if you visit modern-day Turkey, you will realize that the ruins are among the smallest of the seven churches.
今天如果你去到土耳其，你会发现这个教会的遗迹是在所有教会当中最小的。
And yet, to this church, God says these words in verses 7 to 13.
但是对腓拉铁菲这个教会，主却在第七到十三节这么的说。
And in verse 7, the Lord says, These things save he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth.
启示录3章7节这么说道, 你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
What the Lord is trying to say down here is that every congregation is sustained by God's power.
主要在这里告诉我们的就是每一个会众呢都是由他的能力来扶持的。
In fact, not just every congregation, but every child of God is sustained by His power.
事实上不只是每一个会众，每一个上帝的孩子都是由他的力量来扶持的。
And this God who is true in all His words, He says that He has the key of David.
这个圣洁真实的神说，他有大卫的钥匙。
He is the one who has authority over this door.
他有这个权柄，对这个门他有这个权柄。
No one else has this key but Him.
没有人有这个钥匙，除了他。
If He wants to open, no man can shut it.
如果他要开的话，就没有人能够关。
And if He chooses to shut the door, no man can open it.
如果他关了这道门，就没有人能够开了。
And this expression is actually taken from the Old Testament.
这样的一个表达方式其实是取自于旧约的。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 22 and verse 22.
在以赛亚书第22章第22节。
And let's turn to Isaiah 22:22.
我们来翻到以赛亚书第22章第22节。
And in Isaiah chapter 22 and verse 22, we read, And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open.
以赛亚书22章第22节，我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。
And if you read the context from verses 15 to 25, you will realize that these words were directed to a very evil governor of Judah. And this evil governor is by the name of Shebna.
如果你从15到25节呢，你读就会看出这段经文的内容呢，其实是写给一个很败坏的监督的。
And his name is Shebna, and you can find that in verse 15.
你可以在第15节找到他的名字。 这个人的名字叫舍伯纳。
And he was very corrupt.
他是一个很腐败的一个人。
He oppressed the people.
他压迫当时的人。
And he thought he was invincible.
他认为没有人能够抵挡他的。
He did not consider that God is the one who raises up a man and places him in authority.
他并没有考虑到一个人能够有权利，完全是神兴起他的。
And this same God can also put a person down from any rule.
这个同样赐给权柄的这个神呢，也能够把他的权柄拿走。
So the Lord says in this particular passage, I will send you and your family into captivity when Judah is being invaded.
所以这里主告诉这个舍伯纳，我会使你的家被掳，当犹大被攻陷的时候。
And in verse 20, he says, I will choose one particular man to be my servant, and this man is called Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah.
并且主说，在二十节，主这么说，到那日我必召我仆人希勒家的儿子以利亚进来。
And he will be a wise ruler for the people, and the people will follow him.
他将会做一个很明智的一个统治者，而当时的人也会跟随他。
And he will be a wise person to help the royal family of David.
他将会是一个很有智慧的人，可以帮助大卫一家的。
And no man shall be able to displace Eliakim from this position.
而且没有人能够把以利亚敬的位置取代。
And everything that Eliakim does, the Lord will bless.
凡以利亚敬所做的，神就会赐福。
The Lord will be with him so that he may be a blessing to the children of Judah.
神会与以利亚敬同在，好让他把福气带给犹大的子民，犹大神的子民在犹大。
So what Eliakim choose to open, the Lord will open for him.
所以以利亚敬所选择开的，神就会为他敞开。
And what Eliakim choose to shut, the Lord will help him.
凡以利亚敬要关闭的，神就帮助他。
And this for this Eliakim is will be a man of God.
这因为这个以利亚敬是一个敬虔的人。
And yet, despite this promise of God,
但是即使有神这样的应许,
it's interesting that you know if you read verses 24 to 25, you realize that there will come a point of time whereby even the family of Eliakim shall be put down.
你会发现在20到25节，有一天以利亚敬的家族呢，也没有这样的那个权柄了。
And that is because of the sins of Judah.
这是因为犹大的罪,
that God have built that the entire nation of Israel shall go into exile.
因为是犹大的罪, 神的旨意就是整个国家将会被掳了。
And nothing can go against this decree of God.
没有人能够抵挡神的旨意的。
So God will one day also take his door away.
有一天神也会把这道门拿走。
And he will shut it.
他会把它关闭了。
Well, this same concept is found in Revelation chapter 3.
所以这同样的概念呢，我们可以在启示录第三章找到。
Is to tell us that this God is a God of authority.
告诉我们这位神呢，是充满权柄的神。
Yeah, in fact, he is the ultimate authority.
事实上，他是那最后拥有权柄的那位。
All authority that man has come from him.
人所有的权柄不过是从他那里而来。
He is the one who causes nations to rise. He is the one who causes nations to fall.
他兴起一国，他也可以灭一国。
And he is the sovereign over the entire world.
他是一个全能的神，他拥有对整个世界的主宰。
So if he chooses to open a door of witness, well, that door will remain open.
倘若他敞开一个门，好让人做见证，这门就会是开的。
And if he chooses to shut a door of witness, it will shut.
倘若他选择关到一道门，不再有见证了，这道门就会关上。
And no man can frustrate the plans of God.
没有人能够抵挡神的计划的。
Even if you want to, if God chooses the door to be shut, and then you want to open a witness, that will not happen.
倘若神已经关上了一道门，你尝试要开一道见证的门，这不会发生的。
You can try all you want, but because God's will is there will be no witness, there will definitely be no witness.
就算你尽你的所有的能力，神的旨意如果是没有见证，没有开这道门，这道门是不会开的。
But if the Lord decides that there should be a witness, even if you want to fight against it, the witness will continue to thrive.
即使如果神敞开了一道门，你想要与这个对抗的话，这道门还是继续开着的。
So the question before us is the Church of Philadelphia an open door or a shut door?
所以今天要思考的问题，腓拉铁菲教会是敞开的门还是关上的门呢？
How wonderful it is to read that the Lord has opened the door for the church of Philadelphia.
是非常美好的, 当我们读到, 对腓拉铁腓来说呢, 神已经敞开了那道门。
And so here in verse 8, God's word says, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door.
所以在启示录第三章第八节, 主这么说, 我知道你的行为, 你略有一点能力, 也曾遵守我的道, 我在你面前给你一个敞开的门。
Yes, the Lord who holds the key to his witness has opened the door.
主拥有那个见证的钥匙, 他已经敞开了这道门。
It is his will that there should be a witness in the city of Philadelphia.
这是他的旨意, 要在腓拉铁腓这个城市有一个见证。
And so no man can shut down this witness.
所以没有人能够关上这个门, 这个见证的门。
How encouraging is this to the little congregation of Philadelphia?
对腓拉铁腓小小的会众来说, 这是多么大的激励。
The people in the world may try to persecute them.
这个世界上的人可能会逼迫他们。
The people in the world may try to frustrate them in their labors for Christ.
这个世界上的人可能要, 扰乱他们为主所做的工。
There may even be people who will come and try to kill them.
甚至可能有人要来杀害他们。
And yet, here the Lord's promise is because it is my will that there will be a testimony in Philadelphia. Though you all are small, yet you all shall continue to abide.
但是这里神的旨意是要在腓拉铁腓这个地方有一个见证，所以即使这个教会非常的小，他们能够继续的下去为主做见证。
And this testimony will remain because it is sustained by God's power and not by man's puny efforts.
这个见证呢能够持续下去呢，因为是神的圣手、神的能力在扶持他的，不是人啊微不足道的力量。
And this is something that we as God's people we must understand.
作为神的子民，我们必须要认清这一点。
That any ministry, any congregation is sustained by the almighty hand of God.
任何的事工，任何的会众，都是神全能的手在扶持的。
And it's not dependent on man.
完全不依靠人的。
A congregation may be small.
一个会众可能很小。
But if God so wills that He wants to use these people to testify for Christ's sake, He can use this group of people very powerfully.
但是如果是神的旨意，要用这小小的会众来做。 为他做见证呢，神可以大大的使用他们的。
The opening of a door is not dependent upon size.
神敞不敞开那道门呢，完全不关乎这个会众的大小。
And the pleasure of the Lord concerning His testimony is not dependent upon how big a congregation is.
神在为他自己做见证的喜悦上，也不在乎这个会众是大还是小。
And this is something that we must set in our heart because in the world today, they like to play this numbers game.
这个是我们要在心里有这样的一个, 很坚定的想法, 因为这个世界上的人很喜欢玩数字游戏。
In the desire to claim more and more people for the congregation, they would like to go against God's word.
他们希望他们的人数会增加，在他们这么做的时候呢，他们就与神的话语对抗了。They
would like to do things that are done by the people of the world.
他们依照人世人的方法来这么做。They
do not mind introducing worldliness, sin, and iniquity into the church in order to capture the attention of people.
为了要吸引人的注意，他们甚至不介意把罪带入教会当中。
And that was what some of the other churches were doing.
而当时其他的教会确实也这么做了。
They compromised in terms of doctrine.
他们在教义上就做出了妥协。
They taught the people that it was okay to sin and that the God's grace is greater than all the sins. So no problem, go and sin all you want.
他们教导人你可以犯罪，因为神的恩典都是比你的罪大的，所以没有问题，你可以继续的犯罪。They
also compromise in terms of practice.
他们在如何行出他们的信仰上也做出了妥协。Yes,
of course, once you compromise with doctrine, you will surely compromise with practice.
当然你在教义上做出妥协，你所行出来的也做出妥协了。
And some of these churches, even though they may appear to be okay in terms of what they are doing,
这些教会表面上看起来还可以, 就是他们所做的,
yet some of yet these churches, the Lord sees their heart and say, oh, you are not doing all these things constrained by the love of Christ.
但是主却看到他们的心, 告诉他们, 他们所做的这一切, 不是因为他们被神的爱激励了。
Nothing escapes the sight of God.
没有任何东西可以躲开神的眼光的。
He is the omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient God.
他是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的神。
But for this congregation, the Lord says, I know thy works.
但是对这个腓拉铁菲会众来说, 神说我知道你的工作。
And I am so pleased that you have kept my word and you have not denied my name.
我很喜悦你保守了我的话语,你没有弃绝我的名。
In other words, when you want to talk about how the Lord evaluates a church,
换句话说,当你要看主如何衡量一个教会的时候,
how he evaluates any ministry, how he evaluates any work that is done,
他要衡量任何的事工的时候,
the measure is not by size, the measure is by faithfulness.
主不看待人数, 主是看他们到底有多忠心。
Whether or not God's work is done His way and according to His will,
我们是否按照他的旨意来行他的工。
How wonderful it is here that this congregation, they simply stuck to whatever the scriptures say.
这里这个腓拉铁菲会众呢, 他们就完完全全根据神的话语而来行。
They preach the pure gospel of Christ.
他们所传扬的福音呢, 是主, 纯的福音。
Even though the world may find the gospel to be something that is most humiliating,
虽然世人认为呢, 这福音呢, 是令人羞愧的。
Because it talks about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who died upon the cross.
因为他谈到我们的救主被钉在十字架上。
And the cross is supposed to be an emblem of shame, only reserved for the worst of criminals.
因为这十字架代表了羞耻和耻辱, 因为唯有最糟糕的, 囚犯呢, 才会被钉在十字架上的。
And yet, this church continued to preach the good news of Jesus Christ.
但是这个教会依然坚持地把 主耶稣的好消息传开,
that Christ Jesus came into this world to live for our to live for us, keeping the Ten Commandments for us.
宣扬了就是耶稣来到这个教会，为了我们守神的诫命。
And then he died upon the cross as the 100% man and 100% God.
他作为100%的神和100%的人为我们被钉在十字架上,
shedding his precious blood.
他流下了他的宝血,
and then he was buried.
然后他被埋了,
but because he was perfect, because he knew no sin, so sin and death had no power over him.
但是因为他是没有罪的, 所以罪对他没有权柄。
And he rose again from the dead on the third day.
他第三天从死里复活了。
Yes, the church of Philadelphia did not subtract from this message.
是的, 腓拉铁菲的教会在传福音的时候完完全全地传出去了。
To tell the world that if you repent from your sins and you believe in this Savior, you will not have eternal death, but you will have eternal life.
他告诉世人, 倘若你认罪悔改来, 相信这位救主, 你就不会有永远的审判, 反而会有永远的生命。
And because of what they preached, many had to die for their faith.
因为他们传扬这样的福音, 很多因着他们的信仰而殉道了。
And yet they choose not to deny the name of Christ.
但是他们选择不要弃绝神的名。
And this is what we must do also. We must never deny the name of Christ.
我们也应该这么做, 在生命里不能弃绝神的名。
And to deny the name of Christ is not just simply saying that, you know, in all circumstances that yes, Jesus Christ is the one that I'm following.
我们不要否认神的名, 我们要在任何时刻都说, 是的, 我是在跟随这位主耶稣基督。
But you can also deny the name of Christ if in terms of your life, in terms of your conduct, you are not living according to what God has said in His Word.
但是你倘若你的生命呢不是照着神的话语的话，那你其实已经弃绝他的名了。When
our conduct is nothing like our Savior,
如果我们的行为举止完全不像我们的救主,
that is how we can deny Christ.
我们就是这样否认了他的名了。That
was how some of the other churches were denying Christ.
那其他的教会也这么做了。
But this small congregation, the smallest of all the congregations, they were faithful to God's word and His testimony.
但是这最小的教会腓拉铁菲却对他的话语对他的见证最为忠心。
And because they were faithful to His word and to His testimony, the Lord says, I have given you an open door, no man can shut it.
所以因为腓拉铁菲教会对神的话语神的见证非常的忠心，所以主告诉他们，我已经给你开敞开的门，没有人能关上这个门。Even
though you are small, yet you shall continue to remain.
即使你非常的小，你还会持续下去。And
I am well pleased with your testimony because you have been faithful till this particular time.
我对你的见证非常的喜悦，因为到目前为止，你一直都这么的忠心。
Tabernacle started as a small congregation in a warehouse in Tampines some 31 years ago.
31年前呢，帐幕堂是在丹比尼的货仓，一个小小的教会这么建堂的。
And the Lord has seen fit to help this church to grow, and it is now 31 years since those days.
主也看为是一件美好的事，帮助这个教会成长，现在已经过了31年。
He has preserved the church.
他保守了这个教会。
And it is only by His mercies that we can sit here and to bear testimony to for the glory of Christ.
也是因为他的保守，好让我们今天能够来这里为他的荣耀做见证。
This is not my chance.
这不是偶然的。
You have to see that this is God's hand.
你必须看到神的手在运行当中。
Yes, of course. There are men, faithful men who serve.
是的，是有很多忠心的人在这里侍奉。
But in the end, it's all the Lord's doing.
但是到最后呢，一切作为还是神的。
It is sustained by God's power.
是神的权柄来维持的。
And it is sustained by God's power for one reason.
而神的权柄来维持这个教会是有一个原因的。
That this congregation must continue to bear the name of Christ and give glory to Him.
好让这个会众继续的为主的名来做见证，并且把荣耀带给他。
And this is something that we must not forget.
这是我们不能忘记的。
That whether or not we are successful in the Lord's work is not dependent upon size, but is measured by faithfulness.
我们是否在神的事工上成功，不是看待人数，而是看待我们是否对他忠心。
We are not a congregation that is very big compared to many churches in Singapore.
比起新加坡其他的教会，我们的会众人数不是很多。
But let us not be discouraged.
但是不要让我们觉得气馁。
Nor to think that we are useless in the Lord's work.
或者认为在主的工作上我们是没有用处的。
For what is important is whether or not we are obedient to the precepts of the Lord.
重要的是我们是否对神的律例很忠心。
And if we are obedient to the precepts of the Lord can use us mightily.
如果我们对神的律例非常的忠心，主可以大大的使用我们。
And this is exactly the case for the church at Philadelphia.
对腓拉铁菲的教会来说，确实是这样。
Because you realize that here in God's word that the Bible says, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I love thee.
因为在启示录3章第9节，主这么说：那撒旦一会儿的自称自犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
The Jews were supposed to be the people of God's word.
犹太人本来应该是属于神的话语的。
Yet the majority of them, they rejected Jesus Christ.
但是他们大多数的人都拒绝了耶稣基督。
And they persecuted Christians who were actually preaching the truth of God's word.
他们逼害基督徒，其实基督徒是在传讲神的真理。
And so here the word of God says they belong to the synagogue of Satan. Satan here means the one who opposes.
所以耶稣说这群犹太人其实是属于撒旦一会的。撒旦呢就是与神对抗的。
They think that they are doing God's work, but actually they are not. They lie. They are doing the work of the devil.
他们以为他们是在做神的工，他们在说谎，他们其实是在做那魔鬼的工。
And yet here the Bible says, I will make them come and worship before thy feet.
这里圣经会说，却说，要使这样的人来到这个教会脚前下拜。
And what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
This means that those Jews which have persecuted them, some of them would be converted and some of them would believe in Christ.
意思就是说，这些逼害基督徒的这些犹太人当中呢，有一些后来会信主。
This small congregation yet can do much for the Lord.
这样一个小小的会众却能够为主做很大的功。
That these people who persecuted them in the end can see the love of God in them.
这些逼害他们的犹太人却能在他们身上看到主的爱。
And that is exactly what the Lord can use us to do also.
今天主也能够用我们来做同样的事。
If we are faithful to the Lord can use us to be a powerful witness for Him.
如果我们对主忠心的话，主能够大大使用我们作为一个有力量的见证。
Small does not mean useless.
小不代表没有用处。
But small can be powerful if God is with us.
小可以大有能力，如果主与我们同在的话。
And it is also not true that the Lord hasn't been blessing us, isn't it?
主也是真的这样的赐福给我们。
And yes, while we may not be a mega church, but slowly, by and by, there are some who come to visit us and to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们虽然不是那些大型的教会，但是却有人来到我们当中，也听到主耶稣基督的好消息。
And then they believe, and then they joined us.
他们也相信了主，并且加入我们的教会。
There are also visitors from other places who find great joy worshiping with us.
也有一些从其他地方来的，与我们一起崇拜，感到非常的喜悦。
And we must be very thankful for this.
我们要为这些来感谢神。
And one thing I realize is that for the English congregation, the seats are starting to fill.
那么有一点我发现到，就是在我们的英文会众当中呢，那些座位已经逐渐的填满了。
Quite a number of families with young children.
我们当中有好些家庭有年幼的孩子的。
Oh, that is a very happy thing.
那是非常令人喜悦的一件事。
And now I realize that when the service is on, possibly the only seats that are left empty are the seats in front.
那么我也发现，当崇拜开始的时候，空的座位就是那前面那一排而已。
So perhaps very soon we may not have enough seats.
也许很快的，我们就没有足够的座位了。
But again, it is the Lord's will. It must be the Lord who send the people.
但是是神的旨意，来的人必须是神所差来的。
And so, how?
所以怎么样呢？
Well, we must pray.
我们必须要祷告。
We must see where the Lord leads us.
我们要看主怎么样带领我们。
If the Lord does give the increase, then pray that the Lord will direct us to know what to do.
如果主增加我们的人数, 我们要祷告神, 知道神要怎么样的带领我们。
Where to go?
我们要去往哪里去。
But we must only go the way that the Lord has directed.
但是我们必须要走主引导我们的那条路。
Not according to our own plans.
不是根据我们自己的计划。
Sometimes you see some place who are very good.
有时你看一些地方看起来很好。
But the Lord says no, it's not this place.
但是主告诉我们这不是我要你们去的地方。
I want another place.
我要另外一个地方。
Same with any ministry. Sometimes we think that you know, we should start a certain ministry.
同样，任何事工也一样。有时我们觉得我们要开始某一项事工。
But sometimes it's not God's timing.
但是有时候不是神的时间。
It's not God's plan.
也不是神的计划。
God wants us to do something else.
主要我们做其他的东西。
Just like the Apostle Paul wanted to go to Asia, but in the end ended up in Europe.
就好像使徒保罗本来要去亚洲，但是神却指引他到了欧洲。
So we must always follow Christ.
所以我们都一直要跟随耶稣，跟随主。
Only make sure that we continue to keep his word and not deny his name.
所以我们要确保自己是守住他的道, 不弃绝他的名的。
Always pray.
要常常祷告。
Then the Lord will direct.
那主就会引导我们。
And if the Lord so chooses that the, for us to remain small, the Lord can still use us in his own good way.
如果神选择让我们继续保持做一个小的会众, 他是还是能够, 用我们的。
And take note, this is true not just for the English congregation, but also for the Chinese.
我们要注意, 这不是指, 单单指英文会众, 也是指中文的华文会众。
I know that the Chinese, a large proportion is of those who are of the golden years.
我们知道很多我们在, 华语崇拜的会众当中呢, 是属于黄金年华的。
Sometimes those in golden years think that they are useless.
有时候你认为你到了这个年纪是没有用处的。
That is not true.
这完全不是真的。
You also know God, right?
你也认识神吗?
God will sustain you with his power and use you.
神会用他的力量来扶持你并且来用你。
Allow me to share how the Lord has used the Chinese congregation.
允许我来分享神如何用了我们的中文崇拜。
And perhaps it is an area which many do not see.
也许是在这一方面我们很多人可能没有看到。
But God sees.
但是神却看到了。
And how is the Chinese congregation a blessing for the rest?
我们的中文崇拜如何成为一个福气的管道呢?
Well, when they attend the prayer meeting,
当他们来祷告会的时候,
many who attend the prayer meeting, they are the elderly.
他们来祷告会当中呢, 都是一些比较年长的。
They have creaking bones.
他们的骨头已经非常脆弱了。
Some have difficulty in sleeping.
有些睡觉都睡得不安稳。
Of course, sometimes some have difficulty in waking.
有些是, 起床也有困难。
But they make it a point to come.
但是他们仍然坚持来到祷告会。
And they come on Tuesday, they pray for the Chinese congregation.
他们在星期二聚集来为中文崇拜祷告。
And they pray for the English congregation.
也为英文崇拜祷告。
Are they not a blessing for God's people?
难道他们不是神的子民的一个福气的管道吗?
And do they not set the example for the rest of us to follow?
他们也为我们其他的人立下了一个很好的榜样。
Well, surely the reason why they can come for prayer meeting is because God has sustained them.
他们能够来到崇拜会呢, 的确是神扶持他们的。
And I pray that the Lord will continue to sustain their good example.
我祷告神会继续地帮助他们能够, 继续立下这样好的榜样。
And when we do that, the Lord will preserve us, the Lord will keep us through the very difficult circumstances in this world.
当我们这么做的时候, 神就会保守我们, 也帮助我们经历这个世界, 一些非常困难的情况。
Yes, this is what God's word says down here, that he will keep us from the hour of temptation.
这里是神的话语告诉我们的, 祂会保守我们免去试探。
Yes, this hour of temptation refers to the final time of the great tribulation.
这个试炼的时候呢, 在第十节谈到试炼的时候呢, 是指着将来要发生的大患难。
Those who truly believe in Christ and keep his word of patience, well, we need not go through the great tribulation.
那些真正相信耶稣并且, 跟守他忍耐的道呢, 我们就不需要经过这个大患难了。
And if you study the word of God, those who believe during the time of the great tribulation, the Lord will also keep them.
如果你读神的话语的话, 那些在大患难的时候才来信主的, 神也可以保守他们。
And if the Lord will keep us from this great tribulation to come, what more all the circumstances that we may face in this time?
如果神能够保守我们免受这个试炼的时刻, 那么我们在这个生命所面临的其他的, 神也可以同样保守我们的。
So yes, we must continue to hold on tight to the word of God and to the witness of Christ Jesus. For very soon, our Lord Jesus Christ will come.
所以我们要坚, 坚强地持守, 神的道和他的见证, 因为很快的耶稣就会再来了。
And he will give us a crown. That crown is the crown for overcomers.
他会给我们一个冠冕, 这个冠冕是给那些克服, 一切的。
Those who have overcome the world.
那些克服这个世界的。
And this crown, no man can take it from us.
这个冠冕没有人能够把我们手中夺去。
That is why the Lord described us as a pillar in his temple.
所以神就形容我们为他在他圣殿中的一个柱子。
In those days, pillars for temple were very important.
在当时候呢，在神殿中的那些柱子是非常重要的。
They make sure that the pillars are solid.
这些柱子必须是很刚硬的。
So that they can withstand earthquakes.
能够抵挡地震的震动。
And then they will make sure that the pillars were well decorated.
也要确保这些柱子得到很好的装饰。
But despite man's efforts, you will realize that many of these temples, in the end, were still destroyed.
即使人尽他最大的努力，你会发现很多这些殿已经被摧毁了。
But the pillar down here that is stated is not the pillar in any temple; it is the pillar in the temple of God.
但是在十二节所提到的柱子，不是在普通的殿中的柱子，而是在神殿中的柱子。
And this pillar will never fall.
这柱子永远不会倒塌的。
And they will be beautified with the beauty of Christ.
它会得到耶稣的美容来装饰。
And this is the description for every one of us who truly believe in Christ Jesus.
而这就形容了我们每一个真正相信耶稣的人。
It talks about how the Lord will keep us, how the Lord will not allow us to be moved. Nothing shall be able to pluck us out from His hand.
这也就形容了我们没有人能够把我们从神手中夺去的。
That we will continue to witness for Christ Jesus till our time on earth is up.
我们可以继续的为主做见证，直到我们在这个世界的日子满了。
Until our time on earth is up, nobody shall be able to remove us.
直到我们的时间到了，没有人是能够把我们移去的。
And so be comforted with this truth.
我们要得到这个真，从这个真理得到安慰。
And also be comforted by the fact that we have Christ's name on us.
我们也要得到安慰，就是主的名在我们身上。
And that we also have the name of the city of God, which is New Jerusalem on us.
我们也有这神的我们有神的城市的名，就是新耶路撒冷在我们身上。
This is a seal of God's ownership, God's possession.
这告诉了我们，这样的印章就告诉我们，我们是属于神的。
Yes, we are His.
我们是属于神的。
And if we are His, He will keep us.
倘若我们是属于他的，他就会保守我们。
He will keep us despite the storms that may blow, that may threaten to close the witness of God's door.
即使他会保守我们，即使有风暴要把这敞开的门关上。
But they can never close it.
但是他绝对不能关上这道门的。
Because the key is in God's hand.
因为钥匙在神的手中。
God is the one who has opened the door of His testimony in Tabernacle BP Church.
在帐幕堂这道见证的门呢，是神敞开的。
And only God can shut it.
唯有神能够使它关上。
And all of us who are seated down here, if we truly believe in Christ, yes, there is one other door which no man can shut, and that will be the open door for us to go to heaven.
我们坐在这里，倘若我们真正相信耶稣，还有另外一道门是人不能关上的，那道门就是进入永生的。
So be encouraged, God's people.
所以神的子民，我们要得到激励。
We have an open door before us.
我们在我们面前就有一个敞开的门。
Only thing is this.
只有这件事。
Make sure we continue to be faithful until the end.
我们要确保我们至死都忠心。
And the only way to be faithful to the end is if we continue to follow God's word and pray that God will grant us the grace to walk in the truth.
我们要至死忠心，就要祷告主保守我们在他真理里面。
And if we do so, the Lord will bless the testimony of Tabernacle BP Church.
如果我们这样做的话，主就会赐福给帐幕堂的见证。
Will the Lord grant us more years of service?
主会赐给我们更多来侍奉的年日吗
？I certainly hope so.
我当然希望是这样。
All according to His will.
但是都是根据神的旨意。
And so, till the Lord decides to shut the door.
所以直到主决定把这道门关上。
Let us continue to labor hard for Him.
让我们继续的竭力来为主做工。
Let us also continue to pray that the Lord will send more workers into the harvest fields.
让我们也来祷告，主会派遣更多的工人来，因为来他的来做他做收庄稼的工。
While we praise the Lord that we have some already. And some will be going soon, some are already serving him. We pray that the Lord will keep them faithful. That they will not forget the things that they have learned from God's Word, especially from the Far Eastern Bible College. Yes, we must never forget the things that we have learned from God's Word.
是的,
and we pray that they will keep to this principle. If they do, the Lord will continue to use them and open the door for them.
祷告他们会持守这样的原则，如果他们这样做的话， 神会使那道门继续是敞开的。
And also for us, we pray that the Lord will, from the midst of his people, also raise up more to go to the harvest fields.
我们也祷告在我们当中， 神会兴起更多的人来做他的工。
And choice ones.
那些好的。
Those that will continue to stay firm with God all the way to the end.
就是那些会对主忠心的, 直到他们死的那一天。
Oh, may the Lord find it pleasing to bless the testimony of Tabernacle BB Church for his glory.
愿主越乐意的, 赐福给帐幕堂的见证来为着他的荣耀。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
how we thank thee for the many years which thou hast led the church. You are the shepherd of thy people. So continue to feed us. Continue to protect us. And continue, Lord, to guide us each step of the way. In thee, Lord, we know that we have no want. In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.